campaign to reduce impact of HIV, cervical and breast cancer. 5 West African countries signed communique to establish high-speed rail project, and demonstrators against high cost of public transport in Brazil cause mayhem. First, a summary by Lily Defo.
Government is determined to fulfill its promises despite the economic challenges it faces. Addressing the chiefs and people of Oudoupont Ofanko in the central region, President Mahama called on Ghanaians to be patient and not to lose hope. First Lady Lordina Mahama, in her campaign to reduce the impact of diseases such as HIV, cervical and breast cancer, has launched a project initiated by the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV/AIDS at Kufuridwa in the Eastern Region. Mrs. Mahama stated that these diseases mostly affect women and, by extension, their children and families. 5 West African transport ministers have signed a communique to establish the West Coast High-Speed Rail Project. The aim of the project is to create a common rail route across West Africa to link coastal states. The Minister of Transport, Chifa Tivo, said the project has received political support because Ghana considers the railway sector as a viable means of income generation and a source of employment. And hundreds of demonstrators have attacked a bus station and destroyed cash and ticket machines in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo. The protest was against high transportation costs announced by President Dilma Rousseff. The protest, which began with a march through the city for 3 hours, degenerated into violence when a section of the crowd broke off and set fire to a bus terminal in the city center.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama has appealed to Ghanaians to be patient with the government as he is determined to fulfill the promises he made to them. He therefore asked Ghanaians not to lose hope, but have confidence in the government in spite of the economic challenges confronting it. President Mahama made the appeal when he addressed the chiefs and people of Oudoupont Ofanko of the Ewutu Senyat East Municipality of the Central Region. He said, as a social democratic government, the welfare and empowering of the people is paramount. Sefeya reports.
President Mahama was at Oudoupont Ofanko to inspect 200 acres of land donated by the chief of the area to the government for the construction of one of the first 50 community day senior high schools to be constructed this year and to interact with the people. Apart from 18 acres that will be used for the school, the remaining acres have been earmarked for the construction of a hospital, assembly offices, court, police station and other offices. President Mahama showed a prototype of the 200 schools to be built in 4 years across the country to the people. He explained that priority will be given to the newly created and existing districts without senior high schools.
Phase 1 no community day any debate and the your block CB ABC classrooms 24 and a wall sa block no and a sub block no your 4 laboratories. Laboratory and padano a practicals room. Your integrated science laboratory, physics, chemistry and biology. And I want 2 libraries. And a sub block no your 8 offices for heads of departments. And a sub block no your ICT laboratory. Maybe I do computers better. In addition, so maybe a school no you basically bungalow. I'm a headmaster no at Naho. No it's me at and padano so na near Kahon so you basically block of staff flat. Na staff flats no a mu apartment 8 and the teacher for no 8 ebenya fine at na school ho.
President Mahama pleaded with Ghanaians to remain resolute and support the government to deliver its manifesto promises.
Gear no da first. Wetin we go say car no e contem. Na first gear to me contem. First gear for kakaka, so now they are 2 seconds. Na speed na be ka ho. O dey to third. We be do fourth na fifth there na say say.
Thank
Canaan. Ah, nyame share boss or the Ebekono. Nyame adom. Ye na ebesi so.
In a message read for him, the chief of Odupon Ofako, Nai Odupon Awushitete, thanked President Mahama for fulfilling the promises he made to them. He appealed to Ghanaians to be patient with their government. The traditional priest of Odupon Ofako, Nai Ocho Adau Dakun, led President Mahama to inspect the land. He poured libation and officially handed over the land to the government. Seti Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
The chief executive of the Ghana Grid Company, Gridco, William Amuna, has identified teamwork as one of the best ways of instilling safety consciousness and safe work practices in all occupational locations. His supervisors must also ensure that their subordinates feel comfortable in approaching them with safety issues and concerns and have them resolved immediately and appropriately. Mr. Muna said those are the company's 2013 Safety Awards Durba in Tema. A report by Patricia Che.
This year's Durba is dubbed Preventing Occupational Accidents 5 Years and Beyond. It was instituted to create awareness on the need for staff to be safety conscious to prevent accidents at the workplace. Mr. Amuna said globally, workers aspire to be safe in the same way that they want work that delivers a fair remuneration and security of employment. He said to this end, working with Gridco should equally continue to provide employees the security from injury to enable the employees to return to the comfort of their home safely each day after work. Mr. Amuna said it is for this reason that the company, for the best part of this year, particularly this month, has been pressing for an economic and realistic tariff and implementation of the automatic tariff adjustment mechanism to enable it to remain financially viable and in business. Mr. Amuna said management will not relent in pursuing its planned system improvement and reinforcement in order to build a world-class system. He said management recognizes its responsibilities and will also continue to provide leadership in sustaining a healthy and safety culture in the workplace. He explained that management has already indicated its resolve to use safety and health as performance indicators, business objectives, strategies and processes, and the yet-to-be-introduced balanced scorecard performance management system. 5 members of staff who contributed to the creation and maintenance of safety awareness in the company received citations and TV sets each. The Takradi branch of the company received the Best Operation Work Area Safety Committee Awards, while Jewu Towers of the Tema branch took the first position for non-operational.
Patricia Chase report.
The China International Water and Electric Corporation has completed work on connecting 400 communities in the Upper West region to the national grid. Country Director of the Corporation, Ji Dahu, announced this when the Energy Minister, Emmanuel Ama Kofiboa, paid a working visit to the region to inspect electrification projects. Mr. Ji said it is heartwarming that the project, originally scheduled for completion in 4 years, took only 2 years to complete, because it was dear to both government and the beneficiaries.
The First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, has begun a campaign to address and reduce the impact of diseases such as HIV, cervical and breast cancer. She stated that these diseases affect mostly women and by extension their children and families. Mrs. Mahama said this when she launched a project initiated by the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, and a week-long medical screening for breast and cervical cancers at Kufuridua in the Eastern Region. Mrs. Mahama said she has made it her agenda to educate communities and advocate attention and resources to combat these diseases that can easily be prevented. Prisla Uswansa witnessed the activities and now reports.
OFLA was established last year following a meeting of African First Ladies at the invitation of UNAIDS to address issues of HIV and AIDS on the continent. The objectives of the organization is to augment the efforts of countries towards prevention, treatment, and mitigating the impact of HIV, breast, and cervical cancer. The First Lady, who is the Vice President of the West African Chapter of OFLA, said it is the global plan to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV.
Around the world, the transmission of HIV from mothers to their babies contributes a lot to the death of children under 5 years. Without treatment, many children will die before 2 years. About 40% of pregnant women living with HIV will transmit the virus to their babies if it is not found transmitted. Fortunately, prevention of mother to child transmission can be accomplished. Because of the impact of HIV and cancer on women and by extension their partners and children, I have taken this upon myself to mobilize Ghanaian educate community and advocate for more attention and resources to address the triple burden of HIV, survivor, and breast cancer in Ghana.
The Minister of Health, Madame Sherry Aiti, said Ghana is among five countries in the sub-region whose HIV prevalence declined more than 25% between 2001 and 2010. She said, notwithstanding this, there is more room for improvement to get 0% in areas such as infection, discrimination, and AIDS-related deaths.
Infections of about 2,300 is something that we should not be proud of. When our population is infected with HIV, and currently we have about 235,000 infected people, becoming worrisome because it undermines the economic development agenda. We need to help people to drive the economy so that we can create a healthy country for our children to take over for us.
The Eastern Regional Minister, Helen Adjoantoso, stated that currently her region is the highest in HIV with a prevalence of 3.6%. She therefore called on the chiefs and queen mothers of the region to help in the fight against the menace. The First Lady was received at the Durba of Chiefs and Queen Mothers of Oyoko in the Kofodia Municipality. The Chief of Oyoko, who is also a member of the Council of State, Nanako Diakese, asked headmasters of junior and senior high schools to stop the charging of unnecessary fees so that young people can stay in school.
Priscilla Wusfansa reporting.
Meanwhile, bad eating habits have been identified as a major contributory factor to the increase in cases of breast cancer in women in the country. Women should therefore check their eating habits, avoid alcohol, and go for regular medical checkups to avoid breast cancer. A representative of Mammo Care, a breast cancer awareness center, Daniel Soa, made the remark at a free breast cancer screening exercise organized by Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana, PPAG, and General Electric, an electrical company in Accra. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama appeals to Ghanaians to bear with government as it charts national development course. First Lady Lordina Mahama begins campaign to reduce impact of HIV, cervical and breast cancer. Five West African countries signed communique to establish high-speed rail project. And demonstrators against high cost of public transport in Brazil cause mayhem.
The principal deputy global AIDS coordinator in the office of the U.S. President, Deborah von Zinkenagel, is on an official visit to Ghana. The global AIDS coordinator leads implementation of the U.S. President's emergency plan for AIDS relief to Ghana. A statement from the embassy said during her stay, Ms. von Zinkenagel and the U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Mr. Jean, will meet with representatives of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Ministries of Health and Finance, the Country Coordinating Mechanism for the Global Fund, and civil society organizations. The statement said Ms. von Zinkenagel had earlier noted that Ghana is viewed as a country of opportunity and that the U.S. is encouraged that the partnership will help Ghana to turn the tide for caring for people living with HIV and AIDS and for preventing new infections. She applauded Ghana for being one of the few countries in Africa to have fully developed a national strategy for key population and commended the work done so far to get services to those who need them most. Ms. von Zinkenagel lauded the dedicated efforts of Ghanaian laboratories to meet international accreditation standards through their partnership with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Samsung Electronics Ghana has presented 10 Galaxy S4 Zoom smartphones worth 12,500 Ghana cedis and a check for 5,000 Ghana cedis in support of the 18th Ghana Journalists Association GJA Award. Sales Director for Handheld Products at Samsung Ghana, Rian Na, So the decision to sponsor the awards was influenced by Samsung's appreciation of the contributions of journalists towards the development of Ghana. It said Samsung has always been a friend of the media and has developed the phones to reduce the workload of journalists. Mrs. Mary Mensah, Public Relations Officer, and Rocken Clotty, Organizing Secretary of the GJA Awards, who received the donation on behalf of the association, expressed their appreciation to Samsung and called on other corporate entities to emulate the gesture. This year's GJA Award is scheduled to take place on Saturday, 2nd November, at the Banquet Hall, State House, Accra.
Transport ministers from five West African countries have signed a communique at a consombo in the eastern region towards the establishment of the West Coast High Speed Rail Project. The project aims at a common rail route across West Africa to link coastal states by providing a seamless, fast and affordable mode of transport for the people. Minister of Transport Jifa Tivo said the project has received political support because Ghana considers the railway sector as a viable means of income generation and job creation. At the end of the meeting, it was agreed that each country should draft a document to be considered by the other states. Irabna Paha reports.
In 2008, ECOWAS conducted a pre-feasibility study on how to establish a West Africa high-speed rail project. It was concluded that the idea was imperative, desirable and viable. The five countries, namely Ghana, Togo, Nigeria, Benin and Cote d'Ivoire, considered the idea and found it reasonable. Transport Minister Jifa Atibo said it is a known fact that of all the model of transport, namely water, road, marine or air, railway remains the cheapest. Any effort therefore to develop the industry must be given the necessary support.
The private sector in our sub-region has seen the importance of rail infrastructure in the socio-economic development of the sub-region, which will lead to the overall improvement in the living conditions of our citizens. For a project of this magnitude to see the light of day, the partnership between the public and the private sector is very important and critical, and it is against this background that I can say without any shadow of doubt that this project is here to succeed. We are excited about this initiative and are therefore ready to give it all the needed support.
Mr. Tivo noted that it will be useless unless the economic emancipation of the sub-region is fully realized, and one of the surest ways of doing this is to see to the realization of the Africa High Speed Rail Project. Chairman of HAMCO BTB, organizers of the meeting, Idowu Ubasa, spoke on the importance of the project and its benefit to the sub-region.
One would have thought that before now, the West African rail should have become a reality. The idea of a West African rail is not new, so we are not introducing a new thing. But the question to ask ourselves is, why are we continuing to talk about it without acting upon it?
It is expected that the railway project will commence within the first quarter of 2014 if member countries facilitate the documentation in their countries.
Irabna Paha reporting.
On the foreign front, police in Brazil have broken up a gang of traffickers sending prostitutes to Angola and other parts of Africa. Five people have been arrested and police are seeking at least 10 other suspects in the Sao Paulo city. Police say as many as 90 women were supplied each year by the gang for sex with wealthy businessmen and politicians. The traffickers have been operating since 2007.
Hundreds of protesters have attacked a bus station in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo, setting fire to a bus and destroying cash and ticket machines. Riot police responded with tear gas and at least six people were arrested. High transport costs triggered protests in Sao Paulo in June that later spread across Brazil. The clashes came as President Rousseff announced a plan to improve public transport in the city.
Authorities in Saudi Arabia have stepped up warnings to women not to defy a ban on female drivers by taking part in a mass driving protest. The Interior Ministry has reiterated that anyone caught flouting the ban is likely to face unspecified punishment. Today's protest is the third of its kind since 1990. About 17,000 people signed a petition calling either for women to be allowed to drive or for an explanation of why the prohibition should remain in force.
Now to end the news, the main points again. Government says it is determined to fulfill its promises despite the economic challenges it faces. Addressing the chiefs and people of Udupon Ufako in the central region, President Mahama called on Ghanaians to be patient and not lose hope. First Lady Lalina Mahama, in her campaign to reduce the impact of diseases such as HIV, cervical and breast cancers, has launched a project initiated by the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, OFLA, at Kofuridwa in the Eastern Region. And hundreds of demonstrators have attacked a bus station and destroyed cash and ticket machines in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo. The protest was against high transportation costs announced by President Rousseff. The news was presented by Lily Defoe
and Samuel Essa in Accra.